Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Noontime hour, Zolak and Bertrand. Bert Breer of the MMQB is with us in studio as we get ready for Thursday night football between the Patriots and the Giants tomorrow night. We got another chance of tickets coming up next hour. 1:30 is your next chance to win here on Zolak and Bertrand. 617-779-0985. Zo was ranking quarterbacks yesterday. He gave us his top 11, I believe. Was it 11 quarterbacks we had on the list?
Something like that.
Stidham in there. It was pretty good. Yeah, Stidham was number one. Stidham was number one on the list. But who was number one? Tom Brady, of course.
Yep.
Tom Brady was number one on the list. Followed by Russell Wilson, who was
Wilson's
number two.
Playing great, man.
He's your MVP.
Yeah, I think right I think Wilson's the MVP of the league right now.
I agree.
Patrick Mahomes, number three. Aaron Rodgers, number four. Deshaun Watson, number five. After five, six through ten are Matthew Stafford, Jimmy Garoppolo, Gardner Minshew, Matt Ryan, and Phillip Rivers.
Well, like, so this
right
is
there,
just for
right there. Just my, just
so this
what
is
I think.
Just for right,
right now.
Now.
For right,
right now.
Now.
So Gardner Minshew.
Through five games.
Do you think Gardner Minshew is for real? Like, do you think that this is sustainable?
I think there's something there. I don't know if it's sustainable, but through five games, that's why I feel. Because we did this. I got Minshew there through a process of elimination.
Okay.
And Jim read off every single name. I said, take Minshew over that guy. Minshew over that guy. Like, down in Miami, Josh Rosen's getting a start the rest of the year now. I'll take Minshew over him. I'll take Minshew over Andy Dalton. I take him over Lamar Jackson right now.
Like, if I'm playing a game this weekend, I don't know how you take Minshew
I'll tell
over
you
Matt Ryan. That to me feels very strong. That feels like you've got an anti-Matt Ryan thing. You don't like Matt Ryan. I get it.
Matt Ryan's had everything around him.
I get that. Matt Ryan's still a better quarterback than Gardner Minshew.
Well, I factor everything in. How's the team playing? Is your team winning? Why do you think I got Brady number one? Is this Brady's best year? No. But he's got his team 5-0, getting ready to go 6-0 tomorrow night because he's managing games well and he's producing. I still said Russ Wilson's number one. He's your MVP.
So I think you're
five. But he's got one loss.
I think you're five. Like, I think the top five there, there's a drop off. Like, I think
Quinn's getting too much blame in Atlanta, and not enough blame goes to this guy. I'm sorry. He's got number one picks all around.
If it's just on the wins, then Jimmy Garoppolo would have to be higher.
So
Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't lost.
So you're disqualifying Breeze because he's hurt, right? You're disqualifying Ben because he's hurt. Okay.
Yeah. No, we did this, process elimination. You take the guys out that aren't available. This is the way the season is going right now and how the guys are playing.
Did you consider Brissett?
Yeah. Okay. I got Brissett's knocking on the door there.
Okay, because I think he's played pretty well. If we're talking about just this year, Brissett's played pretty well.
Jim, I have Brissett 11.
Yeah, I think Brissett was 11. Was right after
what
this.
About Dak?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, Dak played really well the first 3 weeks. He's leveled off a little bit, but he was really, really good the first 3 weeks.
I think you had Wentz at 11.
Would you take Watson and Stafford above Dak?
Yes.
Yes.
I think Watson's been like to me, now, like, the Texans got killed, and they deserve to get killed for giving up what they gave up for Laramie Tunsil. But the result of it, like, that meant you could move your rookie first-round pick from left tackle to right tackle.
Right.
That was Titus Howard. And then you keep the other rookie inside, Max Sharping.
Yep.
Now, all of a sudden, it's starting to look like when Dallas started to pour all their resources into the offensive line, and Deshaun's a different player.
Yeah. Well, I like Deshaun. Let me ask you this. Would you take Garoppolo and Matt Ryan over Dak?
See, Garoppolo's had that such a great running game early in the year. Like the way that
how he's playing,
ball,
dude. But the way you watch him,
he's
throw
playing
the ball.
Good. Yeah, like, he's playing
okay,
good.
Okay, so you take him. The only one you could really argue out of that list of 10 is Minshew over Dak.
Yeah, and Gardner Minshew.
Dak's really like, not a top 10 guy.
Gardner Minshew, if you landed here from Mars and you just had to like look at the way he's playing, he had no context on like where the guys come from or any of that. Like he's legitimately making plays. Like he's like the way he moves in the pocket, the feel he has, the accuracy. I mean, there's a lot to like there. I'm just looking if you've missed anybody else. Obviously, Baker's been terrible.
Baker doesn't deserve to be in a top 10.
And Kyle Allen's an interesting name. Like, he's played pretty well in Carolina.
He's probably around 12, 13, 14 yeah. in there. But, I mean, we're still talking top half of the league.
Yeah, I mean, Flacco hasn't been good.
Flacco's been terrible.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah.
Kyler Murray hasn't been great.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Rivers is that. Like, that's, I think that's a realistic list.
That's a really interesting list.
Because the only one in there you could argue maybe not being there is Minshew, but I think he's.
But that's all based
well
on. But you're right. Because
he's
that's
a gamer.
That's just based on, like, if you're not going to put him in there, it's probably mostly based on track record. Like, the fact that he just doesn't have a long track record,
right.
But he's played well. Yeah, it's an
interesting. We did it through five games. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably.
That list will change in 4 weeks.
I'd probably have Dak higher just because Dak was really, really good the first 3 weeks. And like,
how would you lose two in a row? Play the way
you did first half. I know what you're saying, but if you look at his numbers, right? And he played well, like, down the. Against the Packers, like, two of the picks weren't really his fault.
Right.
And he played well, and he brought the team back. I mean, he threw for 463 yards. Now, he didn't play well the week before against the Saints. But and you could argue the first three games were against bad teams. I believe they played the Redskins, the Dolphins, and the Panthers, maybe? No.
It's just such a mismatch to watch how Rodgers played opposite him in that building. And Rodgers has never lost down there.
Yeah.
It's just it's hard for me to put Dak anywhere up near them guys.
The Packers are scary because what's happening with Rodgers, I think Rodgers is starting to get comfortable in the offense.
Yep.
And you see some of the throws that he's making now. He's starting to look like himself. Like where the first few weeks of the season, you see a guy who's been in one offense his whole career, and he's like trying. Like it's almost like he's being rewired a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think you saw against Dallas.
He's buying in now.
You saw some of the like the throw he made down the field to Tonyan. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, I saw highlights. Yeah.
Like where he was off balance and he's like he just hit the guy like right on the sideline. Yeah. He's making Aaron Rodgers throws again, which now he's got a defense. Like the Packers to me. Through 5 weeks, they're one of the teams where I look at it and say, okay, like if they keep going where they seem to be going in December, it could be a really, really scary team to deal with.
Let's go to your phone, 617-779-0985. Jeff is in Nashville. What's up, Jeff?
Greetings, guys. And actually, Mark, I am calling from Portland, Oregon. I'm on a recreational pharmacy audit. And I had a question.
So what do you got? You got a drugstore out in a sporting complex?
That's an audit. That's an officially sanctioned audit. I mean, what do we got there?
You got drugs on a basketball court?
It's an undercover operation that I'm doing on my own.
Oh, okay.
Badass.
You're doing the Lord's work.
Exactly. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
So I actually had a legitimate question. I think it's legitimate. And Scott, you mentioned that the thing that Brady is doing better right now than any of the other guys is managing a game. At what point or why is the term game manager derogatory? Because Montana, who I had the pleasure of watching as a season ticket holder from 79 until he was traded, and then I've been here for 15 years, and I, you know, the beauty of Brady is,
yeah,
the game management. It's
right.
What the other,
yeah,
guys cannot do.
No.
Now, that doesn't mean they're not exceptional playmakers in the moment, but I just don't understand why.
It's a good question. I think there's different levels of game management. I think some people look at it as your puppet for the coach. You look at Jacoby Brissett. He's managing games quite well.
Yeah.
See, I've watched Brady, and I've watched Brady for 20 years. So I know when he's checking off. I know when he's sort of getting you out of a bad place, so I put more of a precedence on that, or,
yeah,
more importance on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. But then you have two horrific back-to-back weak interceptions down inside the 10. Like, if he eliminates those two, you're talking about him having one hell of a year right now.
Yeah.
But, like, those two are still fresh out there. Like, those are bad turnovers by him. He got baited in Buffalo. This one last week, he can't let that happen.
The one last week looked like a frustration throw.
Like, he was getting hit, and,
yeah,
you got two guys coming free on the backside, yeah, and he just chucked it up.
Yeah.
And it was short.
It looked like a frustration.
It was reminiscent of Pittsburgh last,
yeah,
year, throwing a ball short to Gronk.
Right.
617-779-0985. We'll get back to more of your calls. We got open phone lines if you want to grab one. Bert Breer is with us right now, the action update.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Hope you guys having a beautiful day. Yeah, you guys follow the Patriots, tell them call me. They still got to pay me, so might as well let me earn it.
That's Antonio Brown on Instagram. That apparently just happened a short time ago. He went live on Instagram with a live video. Good job by Mike Hurley, CBS Sports, CBS Boston. Grabbed a screen grab of that. It's Antonio Brown saying, tell the Patriots to call me. They still got to pay me, so I might as well earn it.
Hope you guys having a beautiful day. Yeah, you guys follow the Patriots, tell them call me. They still got to pay me, so might as well let me earn it.
I think they'd disagree with the premise that they still had to pay him. That's going to be fought over in the spring, right?
Is it?
Yeah, they don't want to pay him, but, yeah. You know, every lawyer out there will tell you they've got to pay him.
They're going to have to pay him, yeah.
Yeah. Just pay him his money already. You owe him the money.
Yeah.
They don't want this lingering.
Well, maybe he could earn it in other ways, do another work for the team.
Oh, volunteerism.
Painting the lines on the field.
No, nothing menial, but like maybe as a marketing consultant or maybe like group sales.
Social media guy.
Patriots.com.
Social media
Patriots.
Manager.
Patriots.com.
Yeah. There you go.
Like he could really. Like,
him and Paul Perillo could work on the
same desk. I'd pay to see
him
that.
And Paul and.
Perillo, Mike Dussault.
Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. Right. Fred could be his boss.
Think he'd listen
I
to
think
Fred.
He'd fit right in on the team there.
Yeah.
Doing a little Patriots.com work and social media work.
There's so many ways to work for that org. It's a big operation.
Yeah. Lots of jobs to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Media relations. I think he'd be great with that.
Right? Last question.
let the man earn his money.
Last question.
Let the man earn his money. That's Antonio Brown. You want to take him back? Want him back, anyone? Anyone want to put him back on the team?
I think that ship sailed with a certain tweet that I think was that surfaced on the internet on September the 15th, was it?
Oh, the one about Robert Kraft.
Yeah. It was the week after that, right? September 22nd?
Yeah, that
September
was...
September 22nd. That may have been a...
It's 2 days after he was released.
Yeah, this may be a bridge too far now.
Yeah.
You don't think there's any coming back from that one, huh?
Nope.
No.
Nope. Okay.
He had tweeted 7 minutes ago, and I think these are words to live by. It's okay to believe you are the best and never allow others to deteriorate that motive.
Very
deep. Does that word even apply there?
No.
Motive.
I think so. No, deteriorate.
Wait, read that one more time.
It is okay to believe that you are the best.
Hey, I'm the best.
And never allow others to deteriorate that motive.
Don't you That's be deteriorating in me.
That's a belief.
Well, as far as you understand it, Beadle, he's operating on a different plane.
I don't
plane.
Think he understands words.
Socrates over here.
I don't think language is a strong suit of his.
He's been ordered to reappear for that position, by the way.
You know, today would have been an interesting day had Antonio Brown still been a Patriot, because we today would have been talking about how his accuser, Brittany Taylor, dropped her lawsuit in federal court and brought it into state court in Florida and introduced new... I would call it evidence. On January 6, 2019, before seeking legal counsel, Ms. Taylor reached out to Time's Up Now on Twitter, and in a number of direct messages to Time's Up Now, detailed the fact that she had been raped by someone in direct messages to that account on Twitter. And today they put the screen grabs of her direct messages to that account that she sort of spills her story to in what is clearly some sort of desperate moment. On January 6th of 2019, she tells them her story because she is clearly someone that is going through some sort of moment and wants to tell somebody and get it off her chest. And that is exactly what she does in these direct messages, because she is watching at that time, January 6, 2019, the R. Kelly special that was airing on Lifetime. Do you remember when that came out at the start of the year?
Yeah.
It premiered on January 3rd and they were running the episodes all that week. She starts watching those and is upset by watching them and hearing these other women tell their stories, and loses it and has to start telling her story to somebody and start sending it to the Time's Up Twitter account, asking them for help. Who can I talk? I need to talk to somebody, on January 6th of this year, and explains how she had just told her fiance about it. Never references Antonio Brown, but says it's someone famous. It's someone that I still see through the media who's still living his life. And I'm obviously someone who's been deeply impacted by what happened to me. We'd be talking about that.
We would,
we're not going to go into detail on it, but that's what we'd be doing.
Well, in case
we'd be talking about a new set of not text messages, but direct Twitter messages that were sent on January 6th.
Yeah. And it's like
9 months ago.
In case you had any curiosity about how this whole thing would have played out if they had rode out that one weekend where things got particularly nasty with threatening text messages and everything else. Beetle, you're right. Like this would have been the next hurdle.
It would have been one thing after another.
Right.
Exactly what we said it would have been.
Yep.
That would have been today's item. That would have been this week's item.
Yep.
Because that's what you deal with when you have this guy.
And I'll tell you 100% of what that Instagram video that he put up today is. He needs attention. This is who he is. This is who he was in Pittsburgh.
Football player.
He needs attention. It's not just
playing
football.
He said he doesn't need football. Now all of a sudden he wants to play football.
He needs attention.
I thought he didn't need football.
Like it's,
he said he didn't want
he doesn't. He needs attention. That's right. What Bert's saying.
He's football gives him attention.
That's he what craves. Like he just craves being the center of attention. He craves like just being the star. And
he doesn't need football. He needs attention. The only way he knows how to get it is through football.
Because it's the one thing that he's that good at.
Brandon's in Boston. Hey, Brandon.
Hey. How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my phone call. So I just want to know your thoughts. I hear you guys talking about, you know, Odell Beckham. You know, Odell Beckham belongs on a team with explosive quarterback and explosive offense. So I could see him fitting on KC, LA Rams, or throw Green Bay and New Orleans out there. He doesn't fit New England's offense. I'll tell you why. Their offense looks lethargic, and you guys have been talking about Josh Gordon. He looks lethargic out there. The defense has been carrying the Patriots, actually. Tom Brady has been looking horrible out there. I mean, what teams are doing is double-teaming Odell Beckham. It's going to be the same thing when he comes here.
Right.
He won't be open as much, so you need an explosive team where you just can't double-team Odell Beckham on KC or
right.
LA
That's
Rams
why they wanted AB. Right. Do you know how much that opens stuff for guys like Dorsett? Even Edelman. Edelman wouldn't draw a double.
Mm-hmm.
OBJ would draw the double. Antonio Brown would draw the double. Gronkowski yep. draws the double. And it makes operating with everybody else, and then you flex James White out, he'll draw your fourth or fifth.
It defender. Changes the math.
Now it's ball game. Changes the math defensively. Of course. Man, it'll just be there just to be another speed guy out there at KC. He'd be just another guy out there.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, look, like Antonio Brown would have absolutely done things that I think like had the same sort of effect, like you said, that Gronk had. And I think taking Gronk out of the equation definitely changes. Now, Edelman does demand attention from defense. You got a game plan for him. You got to be aware of where he is on third down and in every tough spot. But I don't know that he quite has the same effect that somebody like Gronkowski or AB or Odell Beckham has on defense, is where it's, all right, like our game plan is centered around this guy. And by extension, that's going to make things easier on everybody else in the offense.
Sean is in Saugus. Hey, Sean.
Hi guys, how you doing?
Good.
I'm just thinking about during the preseason, everyone was excited about Myers, and you know the kid played pretty well during the preseason, making some catches and stuff. But why is it that he can't get on the field now? And why aren't we talking about him now that the season's going on? I'll hang up and listen.
He's been on the field. He's played. He played this past week. Played the week before when Philip Dorsett went down.
I'll pull up his snaps now.
He's played. I mean, I just think that your expectations for him should be sort of...
He's a rookie.
...tempered. Not only is he a rookie, but what's the ceiling for a guy like Jakobi Meyers?
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
what are you expecting from him? The excitement over Jacoby Myers is that he's an NFL player.
Right.
That given that he was not some sort of high draft pick, that you found a player there. You found a guy who's going to make your roster. And he looked good in camp, and he looked good in the preseason.
So
what were you expecting? I don't know what people were expecting from Jacoby Myers.
So he played 8 snaps in the opener, played 48 snaps against the Jets, played 4 snaps against the Bills.
Yep.
Played 36 snaps against the Redskins.
Okay, 36 snaps on Sunday.
Yeah. So, and missed the Miami game. Or was he a healthy scratch for the Miami game, I think, because they had AB for that game?
Yeah.
He was the one who I think lost.
Yeah, he was inactive.
Yeah, he lost his jersey for that one. Right. But
36 on Sunday.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, look, that position is hard to transition from college to pro in anywhere. It doesn't matter what team you're on.
He only played 4 snaps in the Buffalo game, though, huh? Thought it was more than that.
That's what it has. That's what I'm seeing here.
But he played plenty on Sunday. Yeah, we knew.
Played plenty on Sunday, played plenty against the Jets a couple weeks ago. I mean, he's getting his feet wet still. And I think, like, a huge part, like, what like, constitutes, like, a good year for a rookie receiver here anyway? Like, Deion Branch, I think, has had the best one, right? Like, had, like, 40 or 50 catches, right?
Malcolm Mitchell, right? But his
Malcolm
really
Mitchell
late.
Had a good
his
rookie
is
year.
Really playoffs. I mean,
right.
Super Bowl.
Right. I mean, there's not, like, great history. I mean, if the Patriots go into a season relying on a rookie receiver to make up the difference for him, you sort of know things didn't go according to plan because that's not ever where they want to be.
I think that's Brady's point.
Yeah.
617-779-0985, the telephone number. Bert Breer is in studio with us as we continue to talk football with him. We got open phone lines for you. You want to jump on board? We get another pair of Patriots tickets coming up 1 hour from now for tomorrow night's Thursday night matchup between the Patriots and Giants. That's on the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston, Boston, Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I just got a little bit of news, Andrew, on Daniel Jones, the Duke quarterback. Obviously, he's actually visiting right now with the New England Patriots.
Daniel Jones. No!
With the 6th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Daniel Jones.
Oh!
I went to the Senior Bowl. He walked out there, and I saw a professional quarterback. After the 3 series that I watched, I saw a professional quarterback. So that's when I was in full-blown love.
That's Dave Gettleman there from Hyde Park, who saw a professional quarterback and had to have Daniel Jones.
Boston's own. I love Gettleman.
He saw
great.
3 series and said, that guy's got to be my quarterback. He's my guy. And there he is, Daniel Jones, who's turned out to be a pretty good pick so far.
Yeah.
Has he not, Bert?
I mean, I don't know why more people weren't giving Dave Gettleman the benefit of the doubt. I think people
Didn't Dave Gettleman forget, like, what conference or what was the Gettleman?
People were angry that he traded Odell Beckham. And I think, like, that sort of turned into this guy doesn't know what he's doing. When in Carolina, like the reason the Panthers fired him had nothing to do with picking players. It was that he pissed off a bunch of guys in contract negotiations. Like the player, like that Carolina team, like he built, like he cleaned up their cap and in 3 years got them to the Super Bowl. Like they were 12-4 the first year.
Yeah.
They took on some of the contract water in his second year. And then his third year, they were 15-1 in the Super Bowl. And if Cam Newton plays a little bit better, maybe they win the Super Bowl there.
Yeah.
And that was a really good team.
That was a terrible game by Cam.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is
they weren't ready for the big stage.
So he took heat for his second pick, too, Dexter Lawrence, the big defensive tackle from Clemson, who's also playing really well.
So, I mean, I can understand a reaction with Jones because there's not a lot of people that love Jones. He wasn't hyped when he was coming out.
Yeah.
Everybody was on Mayfield's you-know-what or Kyler Murray and all this stuff.
Well, this year was, it was Kyler, right. And it was Kyler and it was Dwayne Haskins. Like, I think
Haskins, right. Yep.
I think.
Who I don't think should play yet.
So Jones, to me, like, I thought what was interesting about Jones.
He thought that Ohio State was in the Big 12.
That's right.
What it was. That was the same press conference that we just pulled that sound from.
In his defense, there were 12 teams in the Big 10 for a while.
And I have no clue which teams and which conference, too. That is easy. No. Like, if you don't
it doesn't matter what he thinks conference teams. And he saw him play three series at the Senior Bowl practice.
I just remember that
and
day.
And he knew he was his guy, no matter what.
I remember Gettleman was getting destroyed that day over that comment. Over not knowing which conference Ohio State was in.
And I think it was easy. It was easy, too, like, oh, you just picked the Eli clone. Right, like after the organization had already taken so much heat for loyalty to Eli, I think a part of it was this perception that they took the guy who is built like Eli, who like looks like Eli in his face, who played for Eli's coach Dave Cutcliffe at Duke. So there were a lot of things that sort of came together to turn Gettleman into kind of a pinata like right after the draft. But the kid looks like he can play. Big, athletic, like tough.
Three series at the Senior Bowl. I love him. I want him.
You know what, though?
My quarterback.
One thing Gettleman said to me that I thought was really interesting, and so I'd be interested to hear what you think on this. Like, what was a big plus to them was that he was always playing with less talent around him than everybody else.
Well, it takes away that system Tebow-type quarterback where you put a ton of fast kids around him or the Oklahoma kids, and they just float the ball out, and these guys are wide open.
Right.
Then he had to fit the ball in holes. I think
that was the two things were he was had to throw into, like, NFL holes in college, right? And then the other thing was he took a beating, and so you knew he was tough.
Yeah, and looking at some stuff with the all-access thing with the Belustrator with Bill, you know, looking at him, the plays with the legs and his vision, that him being under center and under Cutcliffe has helped him be ready for this stage where maybe the Trubisky type, and Bill didn't say Trubisky. I said it.
Yep.
The more robotic young guy staring at the sideline. He's not a sideline stare.
Right.
Like, he's pro-ready. So
because he played for Cutcliffe.
Because he played for Cutcliffe, and you watch a film, and he's underneath center, and he's a dropback, sort of like an Andrew Luck type.
Yeah.
You know?
Cool.
You like him?
I've watched him a little bit in that one game. I haven't watched enough, but yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about him really coming out. I just thought he was some big stiff based on what everybody else's reaction.
Ran a 4.6.
We looked at two plays on two. He ran a scramble, and then he ran that one against Tampa right up the middle on 4th and 6.
He can run.
Kid's got wheels.
Let's go to Gordy, who's in Lee today. What's up, Gordy?
Hey, Gord.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got an interesting observation after Monday night. And watching Baker Mayfield, is he a scary clone of Johnny Manziel or what?
No, I think he's better than Johnny.
Way better.
He's better than Johnny. I do think that there's something interesting, though, that's happening. Well, for one thing, I think the offensive line thing is making it really, really hard to get a real read on Baker. The other thing, I think part of this, we've seen Baker getting balls batted. We've seen Baker lose vision. And the same thing's happening with Kyler Murray in Arizona. And you sort of wonder if we all spent so much time knocking down the height thing because Breeze and Wilson have been so good that maybe we underrate that as a factor now, right? Like the fact that these guys aren't 6'4" is actually hurting them in their development. And maybe Wilson and Breeze are just more outliers than anything else, if that makes sense. You know? Like, it's just, I don't know. I mean, there's a reason why for 4 or 5 decades now, so many of the high picks have been 6'4", 6'5". So many of the guys who've won Super Bowls have been 6'4", 6'5". You know? So I think that that's a factor, too.
Mark in Florida on the Patriots receiving options. Hi, Mark.
Hi, guys. How you doing? So we're 5-0, and we're questioning everything. You love it to be a Patriots
fan.
That's
what we do.
You know? So awesome. I see it, okay, and I'm an Everett boy. Been there since the Pathy days. They're going to come in. We're going to lose tonight, Thursday night. They're going to make that kid the greatest quarterback ever. The Patriots are done. Boys will get together. I mean, they're finding themselves. We just lost Gronkowski, guys. First round Hall of Fame. You don't lose a guy like that in the locker room and on the field. and not know who you are now. And they're going to find out. They'll lose. You know how they do it. They lose. Everybody, they stink. And then, boom, Super Bowl. Thanks, guys. Great show.
Yeah, I don't think I think we don't know what they're going to look like in December, because I don't know that anybody would have said in September or October of last year that this is going to be a smash mouth team, you know, when you get to the end of the season and into the playoffs, and that they were going to have a fullback and two tight ends on the field for the game winning drive in the Super Bowl. Nobody would have predicted that in September or October of last year. Yet that's what they became. And so I'm not sure Bill and Josh know exactly what it's going to look like in December.
+617 779 0985 Just reading a quick story on Bill Belichick's praise of Daniel Jones, and now they had this preseason pre-draft workout visit that they had. Even though
was it as magical?
Oh, get ready!
Was it as magical as the
Cleveland
Senior Bowl
week too? Get ready for Cleveland week when you know, they supposed Josh flew down that secret plane to see Baker right before the draft.
They really did like Baker, though.
I mean, I don't think
Belichick didn't comment publicly about it. Pre-draft visit, right?
He didn't say anything about it until Monday on a conference call with Giants reporters. He said, "We had a great visit. He's very mature, certainly a good understanding of the Duke offense."
Didn't he call him like a great young man too somewhere?
He said, before Jones left Foxborough, Belichick caught wind that the quarterback had a change of plans and reworked his schedule to visit the Giants next. The six-time Super Bowl champion coach pretty much understood he wouldn't get a chance to draft Jones. "When I saw that," Belichick said, "even I could figure out something was going on there." Belichick called Jones a very impressive young man and praised Duke coach David Cutliffe for his work with the young quarterback.
Very impressive young man.
Very impressive young man.
Well, that's funny because the rap sheet thing that we had in that rejoin there was saying he said just getting some news that he's in Foxborough today before he goes to Washington. And then all of a sudden, after that rap sheet thing comes out, he's going to go to New York after
like,
that?
What, did Gettleman
the Giants
like,
get nervous?
Was Gettleman like, "Oh, Belichick's looking at him? We got to look at him now." Gettleman's like, "Oh, I need to take a look at that quarterback." Maybe this whole Senior Bowl story is bullcrap. "I fell in love with him when I heard he went to Foxborough. That's when I fell in love with him. Bill looked at him, therefore I needed him."
Wait a second.
"I needed to get him. I needed to have him on my roster. That's what happened." We'll get our first look. We'll all get a look at him in person. Daniel Jones in Foxborough tomorrow night against the Patriots. More with Bert Breer. And also a coach who got fired in the NFL this week. That would be Jay Gruden. He has spoken publicly now. Want to talk to Bert about the firing of Jay Gruden coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
This hour, Zolak and Bertrand brought to you by New Pro, Zoe and Beetle's home improvement company. Fall into savings. Get 50% off installs on windows, doors, siding, roofing, baths, and showers. Get details at newpro.com.
Fall right in there. Just fall in there. Fall right in there. Yeah. Number.
Hey, what's going to happen with the now fired head coach, Jay Gruden, of the Redskins? Are they going to try and say that it was for cause and not pay him?
They said, like, flat out.
They said flat out that it was that it was not for cause, which was an important question because of the videos that got out last weekend. I know people believe that the Redskins leaked that video. And I'm not just talking about people on Twitter or like people that are involved in this believe that the Redskins leaked that stuff. And why would you leak it? Well, the reason you would leak it is because you were trying to look to get out of the rest of his contract. He's under contract for another 3 years, I believe. He's under contract, I believe, through 2022. So they've got to pay
out. Were you horrified when you saw the videos?
It was just horrifying. Just blown away, right? Terrible. Yeah.
Did they not get the reaction that they thought they were going to get?
I was told those videos. I was told those videos were from 3 years ago in New York.
Yeah.
On vacation.
Good for him.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? The only and I don't know what sort of clause that would enact in the contract. I'm assuming it's one of those like if you affect the reputation of the team type of things. But it would be a Redskins move, right? Like they tried to get out of the contract.
Typical Redskins, yeah.
And Scott McLuhan, when they fired him as GM, they went after his money.
Hey, Bert, I was down there for 2 days. I didn't hear anything about it down there.
Yeah, no one cares.
It was Friday, and they're like, nobody cares.
So what? People
can't stand Snyder.
So what? He was like went out and got wasted on vacation.
Oh, my God.
He was smoking a joint. Like, well, it's legal, like, half the country now. So, like who cares, you know? It's just... I don't know. It felt like a really weak attempt to try to embarrass a guy who, I'll be honest with you, like, is A, a good guy, B, has been a good soldier for him, and C, has been a pretty good football coach when he's had good teams. I just thought it was a really crappy thing to do. If they were responsible for it, it would have been a really, really crappy thing to do to him on the way out.
If they were responsible.
Yeah.
Right. Could also be a Redskins fan who got a hold of it and just wanted the guy fired.
Yeah.
Could also be that.
Sure.
Those videos have been floating around for 3 years.
I mean, I don't know if the video has been floating around for 3 years. I know that the video was taken 3 years ago. It's possible somebody.
How long to get out there?
I don't know. Someone was holding on to it.
Not that it would get you fired, though, by itself.
Yeah.
What are we looking at?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
I said you're saying, like, what are we looking at here?
I don't know.
Is there outrage?
It's like AB. You're paying the guy.
He's sitting on the sidewalk with a girl, and he took a hit off a joint. Like, that's not a fireable offense, is it? I don't know.
Go ask Jim Mercer. Yeah. I mean, if you really want to get the videos and stories.
Lots of these owners live in glass houses.
Yeah.
Yep. What do you make of Ursay's reaction in the postgame? Like, tell everybody in Indianapolis, Jim Ursay said, take the day off because it's the greatest win, you know, in regular season history.
And he said some wacky stuff before, you know, Zoe.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what does it do for the team? Well, they kind of know he's nuts,
I don't know.
Right?
I mean, like, here's what I would say about him. Like, I know, like, he's sort of an easy target, and he deserves some of the – he deserves a lot of that. I do think, like, most people who've worked with him think he's a good owner because – He gives them a little leeway. He gives them, yes. So he goes to do football things.
He actually came up
and worked as a scout in that organization.
Yeah.
Like, but he doesn't involve himself now.
Right.
So he, on one side, he understands the job. On the other side, he's empowering the guys to do the job, right? So, like, Chris Ballard has him as a resource if he needs him there, but he's also not interfering and telling Chris Ballard what to do. And I think that's why Polian was able to last there for 14 years, you know, because like he wasn't if he had interfered with Polian would have been out of there the next day.
Not even only Polian, but that axe swinging head coach, you know, they had in their defensive coordinator, but Chuck keep swinging that axe. Yeah. Chuck Pagano. Hey,
that's pretty good impression.
Nine lives, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Frank's done a great job, right? Like Frank's done a fantastic job. Yeah.
617-779-0985, the phone number with Bert Breer in studio. Do want to get to this story about the dust up with Richard Sherman and Baker Mayfield, which we will do coming up at the top of the hour.
But we blow this one either way.
How?
Not blow it, but we like took it for gospel that Baker Mayfield didn't shake hands when we talked about it. Like, you gotta be better than that at midfield. Don't go out there for the coin toss then. I ripped Mayfield for this.
Oh, maybe you did.
Yeah.
I rip Richard Sherman, so I guess I said
Richard Sherman's good for the league.
Yeah,
I love Richard Sherman.
I guess. I mean, I like that he talks, but we'll get to that one coming up at the top of the hour because Richard Sherman has spoken today, and he says that Sam Darnold deserves that Baker Mayfield deserves an apology.
How do you not remember this when you're out there shaking?
So we'll get to that. But I did want to get to Sam Darnold. That's why I had that name on my mind. Is Sam Darnold going to make it back soon with his spleen? Is he going to come back?
He's playing this week.
And is he going to be okay with his spleen? Is his spleen back to normal size?
He's been cleared. He's ready to go.
Wouldn't you be nervous? Like, if you're the Jets, your team is a total mess.
I wouldn't put my locker next to him. I'd say I'm going to move.
I mean,
Wouldn't you be a little nervous?
If I were the Jets, you know what I would do?
I'd be like, dude, take an extra week.
I'd say take 2 weeks because they play the Patriots at the week after.
So I would be like, take the Cowboys game off, take the Patriots game off. Schedule gets nice and soft after that. Let's just take care of our franchise quarterback.
Wouldn't you do? I don't know. I just would do that. I would be in no rush to get him back on the field.
No, I would be, take your time, dude.
Take the time you need. Take all the extra time it is that you need to get back on the field.
Yep.
Make sure you have all the mono out of your system. Make sure your spleen is back to 100% normal size.
Like if you have that inside hot tub, like the Jets complex, he comes in and gets in. Does like everybody get out of the hot tub?
Well, you can't get mono just from that.
I don't know. I wouldn't be anywhere near the dude.
No, mono. I don't want mono. I always thought there was one specific way.
I thought you had to slop saliva and stuff.
Yeah, I always thought it was just one specific way that you could get it, right?
Yeah. Let's get to the headlines. When we do come back, you will hear from Richard Sherman, who spoke today to Pat McAfee. Former punter, Pat McAfee had him on and spoke to him today. And Richard Sherman says Baker Mayfield deserves an apology. But Richard Sherman doesn't truly apologize.
he deserves an apology. Yeah. I'm not going to give him one.
We'll hear it next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org. In partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Is there anything you'd like to say to Baker Mayfield, who had to hear yesterday a lot of talk about his coin toss etiquette and his coin toss couth? Is there anything you'd like to say? Like, hey, man, I apologize for the misquote there. I did see on video the dap up, although it was a bit petty. I apologize for everything that happened, or are we just moving forward?
Oh, it's going to be a bit of both. You know, it's definitely my bad. You know, I never want anybody to have to deal with some shit some stuff that they didn't do, you know? And so, you know, the questions that he's going to get and the annoying nonsense questions about some stuff that happened in a game that's already been done, you know, sure, he'll get an apology for that. I'll probably reach out to him via text or social media to actually get a hold of him and talk to him in person. I mean, on the phone. But because that sucks. But first off, that was a great name y'all came up with, like Dapgate. I was crying laughing. But yeah, he definitely deserves an apology, and that's my bad on that.
All right, so that's the Pat McAfee show today with Richard Sherman, who says it's his bad. The videos from that meeting at midfield before they do the coin toss show Baker Mayfield shake Richard Sherman's hand prior to them flipping the coin.
Right. Three hands and then hugged another player.
Yep. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Because Baker Mayfield shakes everyone's hands. Everybody. And then after they do the coin flip, Baker turns and leaves with one other player. I forget who the other player was. But he turns and leaves. He doesn't stick around for the extra second round of handshakes after it. Okay?
Got it? You got to go find your helmet.
He's like,
get ready and warm
I'm
up.
I'm out. Yeah. Okay? He comes out to midfield, shakes everyone's hand. He's even hugging it out with one player. They do the flip. He's like, good, I'm out. Back to his sideline.
You know what?
This is why Brady
doesn't go out for the
That is apparently... The missed handshake because he didn't do the handshake before and after the coin flip.
It's the handshake after the handshake.
Yeah, he didn't do the post handshake that Richard Sherman was looking for. Richard Sherman went so far as to tell Mike Silver that he disrespects the game and he hasn't done anything. And all I said about it, I'm saying yesterday, Bert, I'm like, this guy forgets where he came from.
No,
you know, when he was a rookie.
That's not it.
I said, listen,
he's Richard Sherman. He's Rodney.
Richard Sherman can say all the things he said about Baker, that he's young and he doesn't respect the game and he needs to grow up, which are all the same things you could have said about Richard Sherman when he was a rookie.
Yeah.
When he was a kid, and Baker's obviously in his second year, but still, you could have said the same thing about Richard Sherman, and I believe Richard Sherman does have all the respect for the game now and all of that.
Now, I had a back and forth with him yesterday. Here's what I would tell you. This is the way Seattle was built, and this is the way he's trying to build that San Francisco defense. And like this, it's the Rodney Harrison thing. It's the Rodney Harrison thing.
You better check with him and make sure that he's okay with being compared to Rodney Harrison. Some players don't like that. Did you check with him?
I haven't checked with him.
We'll check with him next time. Don't compare him without asking.
To that guy?
Definitely not that guy.
But what Richard Sherman's doing here is he's drumming up what they feel like is disrespect. And you know, like, that this was talked about in the locker room beforehand. But he took it to such a level.
Because
what did Nick Bosa do? Right? They were frothing at the mouth when that game started to get after Baker Mayfield. And so it's going to be the little things that were going to set them off. And it's the exact same thing as the Rodney thing. It's, let's take this little tiny thing and we're going to turn it into World War II. And that's exactly what it is. But he lied.
He just straight up lied in what he said. What he told Mike Silver was a lie. Oh, he refused to shake my hand. Well, that's a lie because the video shows otherwise.
It was a second handshake.
Oh, I should have told you. Oh, yeah, about that. I was referring to the second after the coin toss.
Second handshake.
Yeah, no, he shook my hand the first time, but I was talking about
this
the second
one. This is
a
great controversy, isn't it?
Like, you jackass. What a jerk. That's ridiculous.
Cameras everywhere. This is a fantastic controversy. I really enjoyed it.
Disrespect. That's disrespect on the part of Richard Sherman.
You didn't enjoy this controversy?
The overanalyzation of a handshake. This is why Brady doesn't go to midfield. So you have to play any of this.
And
then
the next day, he definitely deserves an apology. But I didn't hear an apology in there.
Yeah.
Did you hear an apology in there?
No.
Did you hear him say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that?
Is that a little bit of both?
I'm sorry, I'm a liar? Did you hear that?
He said he was going to reach out to him on social media or text and then set up a phone call and they'll... hammer things out.
Hash it out.
Yeah.
Can we throw ESPN in the mix here, too?
Oh, so I'm going to publicly kick the crap out of you.
Sure.
But then I'll privately give you a call and say sorry.
He was mic'd up during that game.
Yeah, he was.
Typically, when you're mic'd up, don't they have one camera that follows you the entire game?
Yeah, they've got it all.
Why didn't they have that footage released as soon as this became a controversy?
Because NFL Films controls that.
Yep.
And the teams have veto power with NFL Films. So the Niners don't want that out there. They can tell NFL Films do not put that out.
If you get mic'd up as a Patriot, Bears will go over that.
Wow, so the Niners had to veto that then?
Yeah.
We'll find out this week. So like that Inside the NFL show on Showtime, right? Like that's what.
So once the game's over, they don't have access to that anymore. They have to pull that. They can't use that stuff anymore.
They can't, like, after the game. It's NFL Films property, and so like where you would see it, you'd see it on one of these like the Turning Point show or. Inside the NFL, be on one of those shows. So if it doesn't pop up on one of those shows in the highlight package they have of the Niners and the Browns, then you know something's up. Because at this point, it absolutely would have to be like if you're Showtime, you're like, put that in there. And so it would mean that somebody said no.
Yeah, people would watch. They want to see exactly what happened.
Right. I would love to hear the audio.
ESPN didn't have the rights to that as soon as the game's over then.
That's all NFL Films. I'm pretty sure the wires are all controlled by the league.
Say that he needs to grow up. Say, basically, I don't think I had to go back and read his quotes again from yesterday, but he just, goes all out in a verbal assault of him publicly. But now that he's caught in a lie, I'll call him. I'll reach out to him. Oh, that's big of you. That's really, really commendable.
Is Inside the NFL, is that tonight?
I don't know what night it is.
I have heard that
like Sports Illustrated, Inside the NFL has lost some of its relevance.
Come on, why you gotta say that?
So we had to say it at least once this week, didn't we, Bert?
You couldn't have waited 10 minutes till I was gone.
I had to say it at least once. I'm glad you're still employed.
What people will tell you who've seen those wires, who've heard like the actual raw audio, like there's stuff in there that's unbelievable. Like that they'll never see the light of day.
Oh, God.
There's stuff in there.
There's some Patriot stuff like that.
There's stuff in there that's unbelievable.
I can only imagine that 2009 season when Belichick was mic'd up for the entire season.
Oh, yeah.
There's some Patriot stuff like that that circulated behind the scenes over the years. Yeah, you'll never see the light of day.
Yeah.
But stuff that I don't think it would be harmful if it did, but would be, you would just be like, wow.
Oh, yeah. Like if the Derek Mason thing made it, what doesn't make it?
Oh, yeah. That is tip of the iceberg, baby.
Yeah.
Tip of the iceberg. But I think that it would be, you know, like when that Mets video came out with the umpire? That was Syndergaard, right? When that whole game, right? The umpire gets in the fight and what's the manager? What was the manager's name? I'm already drawing a blank. It's from like 3-4 years ago. The Mets video where they're
Terry Collins?
Yes, Terry Collins. And they, now, Major League Baseball freaked out because that video where the guys were, it was from 2016. And it was, you know, all kinds of salty language. And I thought that video was awesome. But you'd never see that if that were officially released. Major League Baseball would never allow that on the record.
Mm-hmm.
But it was awesome. Leaked video. 617-779-0985. Julie and Quincy on Baker Mayfield. Julie.
Hi. Yes. So I know a lot of people aren't going to agree with me on this, but I kind of feel bad for Baker Mayfield. They were just all over him that entire game with the whole flag thing. I mean, trying to, you know, play back what he did.
Well, he kind of took it to another level at Ohio State. And then you do that, people are going to remember stuff.
Yeah. But, I mean, he was just completely getting crushed. I mean, how many times was he sacked? I mean, so I do think he deserves an apology big time.
I think he should protect the football.
Well, I think he deserves an apology over the what Richard Sherman said, not for what happened in the game.
I think Baker Mayfield should clean up his mechanics.
I mean, I said when it happened, like, I did not have any problem with the flag planting at Ohio State. I do not have any problem with Nick Bosa's retaliation either.
No one talks more crap than Baker Mayfield for a guy who's never won anything.
Right.
So I mean, he deserves whatever comes his way.
Nick Bosa's celebration was freaking awesome.
Of course it was, Bert.
Of course it was. For you, Bert, you're biased.
And speaking of that, I didn't call you out.
Your take on this is useless.
But I said that when he...
You're wearing your Buckeye underwear today?
What the hell? Not today.
The hell are you doing?
It's only Wednesday.
The hell are you doing double, triple pounding that black thing with the all-black uniform? You know that's awful.
I wish they wouldn't wear those.
It's embarrassing. Say it.
I wish they wouldn't wear those.
What's worse, what they did or what Penn State did, putting a stripe on their side?
What do you think?
Did you see that? I think the All Blacks are worse.
The All Black is definitely worse. Penn State's like
at least those, they put an added
Penn
something.
Penn State, those are like throwbacks, aren't they? The Penn State wore.
I think it is
right. Like they wore them in the 30s or something.
They got
like
hammered
that.
For it. I don't think they'll put them. I don't think they'll wear them again.
Yeah, the
Ohio State All Black stuff.
I wish
ridiculous.
They wouldn't do that. I really wish they wouldn't.
You got
that.
One of the best uniforms in college football.
The three black.
I see Alabama
the
doing
three
it.
The three black pounds were for night game.
Oh, sure you were.
That's for
that's
night game.
Right. Blackout.
Night game.
Yeah.
They find that Penn State alum who wrote that letter to Jonathan Sutherland yet?
It was pretty
Penn State?
Funny. I mean, I think did you think that was racism? I just thought it was just like an old, cranky old guy.
Oh, no, I thought it was a cranky old racist who wrote the letter.
I thought it was. I think he was probably racist, but I don't think he was like the letter itself. Like, I don't think it was meant with racism in mind. I think it was just some cranky old guy.
I figured it was a cranky old racist who wrote it, and that was some of his racism coming out. Yeah, that's what I thought it was. That's
Happy Valley.
Totally that letter was something else.
Yeah. Clean it up is what he was telling him to do.
Make sure you have your shirt tucked in, young man.
Unbelievable. Bert, appreciate you being here today.
See you, Bert.
Thanks for sticking around for the extra segment.
Appreciate you giving you guys giving me the flexibility earlier.
Yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow night for pregame, right?
You got it. Yep.
All right, Patriots Giants tomorrow night. Bert Breer.
Oh, very flexible. Flex this.
Well, that's not necessary.
Our thanks to him for being here. We'll get back to your calls coming up next. Flex and we're going to get to a story on Halloween for Zoe coming up next as well. He's been waiting all day. And it's a pretty good one.
We'll do it next.
I'm going to hustle to my car.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Is there anything you'd like to say to Baker Mayfield, who had to hear yesterday,
a lot of talk about his coin toss etiquette and his coin toss couth. Is there anything you'd like to say? Like, hey, man, I apologize.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.